is June 5th, 1974. The time is 6 p.m. I am interviewing Pastor Howard Mattee of St. John's Lutheran Church, Saginaw, Michigan. What I would like to discuss tonight is the history of the Lutheran Church in the Saginaw Valley, the past, present, and the future. Mr. Mattee, would you please introduce yourself?
I'm Howard Mattee, and we should perhaps distinguish that this is St. John Lutheran Church at 2nd and Federal, since there are about four St. Johns in the vicinity.
The founding of colonies or settlements in America was for various reasons. Would you give a brief history of the Lutheran Church and specific reasons why the German Lutherans people left their homeland and selected Michigan as an area to migrate to and settle?
As far as I know, they saw it as a mission opportunity. They came from the section of Germany of Franken in Germany, you know, that's whence Frankenmuth and Frankenhof and all that sort of thing. Under the guidance of Wilhelm Leia, who was a guy interested in the missionary enterprise and dispatched people out, Lutherans out as missionaries, and they came to evangelize the Indians in the Saginaw Valley.
There has always been a strong religious bond among Lutherans. The early missionaries, with their group of followers, displayed this strong religious bond also. But do you believe this religious bond is as strong today as it was then?
I don't think there's any way that it can be. We've become as Americanized as any other group of people, and Missouri Synod probably still has a stronger bond and a stronger feeling of traditional Lutheranism. The American Lutheran Church has gone through a number of mergers with Norwegian Lutherans and Swedish Lutherans, and as a result, that strong German bondage isn't present anymore.
Is there any other factors that you could comment on for this reason that you say that isn't as strong as it was then?
Well, I think that particularly among the more liberal Lutheran churches, there's become a much greater feeling of cooperativeness with other church groups, non-Lutheran church groups, and that always tends to reduce the strength of the confessional concept of Lutheranisms. We don't hang on to that quite as tightly as we used to.
Thank you very much. I know that when the German Lutherans established settlement here, they brought along customs, religion, and their strong determination to succeed, which was a great contribution to the development of Michigan. Compare these contributions and how they relevant to the contributions that Lutherans are offering society today.
Wow. It's kind of hard for me to know exactly what it is that they offered when they came. You know, they were interested in the missionary enterprise. I know in the last century, Lutheranism in Michigan is about 150 years old, and I would guess that probably the first 50 years or so they spent just getting organized and established, you know, building their communities and so forth. The folks at St. John Lutheran in particular, in cooperation with a number of other Lutheran churches in the area, have been greatly concerned about the whole concept of needs of people. And St. Luke's Hospital, which is, you know, has some age to it, is a Lutheran project. Neighborhood House over on the south side of Saginaw is the result of Lutheran Charities. which falls in kind of a middle age range, and Luther Manor out on Davenport is a much more current sign of Lutheran concern for the community and for the aging. The Center for American Lutheran Ministries over on Genesee, which is only a couple years old, is again a kind of a thing that reaches out to human needs in the community. So, you know, over a whole time span has been that concern for the needs of people.
Various unions and some churches have established credit unions or financial institutions. Does the Lutheran Church in Michigan in any way offer financial assistance to its members through similar programs so that they might finance businesses, farms, or homes at low interest?
Not in the form of credit unions. Our American Lutheran Church in Michigan has some funds for inner city kind of ministries that might be used as loan monies on occasion, but not on any great, not to any great extent.
Thank you for that. Within the Lutheran Church are different synods. Would you explain your synod and how it differs from the Missouri and the Wisconsin synods?
Well, you know, if I can put it kind of on a line, it's a little difficult to do, but there are four major synods. One is the Lutheran Church in America. One is the American Lutheran Church. That is the one that St. John is a part of and I'm a part of. One is the Missouri Synod, and then is the Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod. I would say it comes down to terms of interpretation and response to people that the Lutheran Church in America, or LCA, is the most liberal in those terms. The Wisconsin Synod is the most conservative. Missouri and ALC fall in between, ALC tending to be a little more liberal, Missouri being a little more conservative. You know, in terms of what that means in, you know, more concrete issues, we would allow some greater freedom and interpretation of Scripture than the Missouri Church would, for example. We have now ordained two or three women in the American Lutheran Church. The Missouri Synod has rejected ordination of women as a practice. We accept as members people who are members of Masons, and Missouri has generally maintained a policy of not accepting people who are Masons into membership. You know, that becomes more extreme conservatively in the Wisconsin Synod and less so in the Lutheran Church in America.
You mentioned something about the Masons. What's that?
Pardon?
Who's the group Masons?
The Masons. That's the Lodge, Blue Lodge.
Thank you very much, Pastor Amadee. Within the Lutheran Church, presently, through published reports, TV, and radio programs, such as Church World News, there has been discussions concerning turmoil within the Missouri Synod. Are you acquainted with the basic differences in the interpretation of the Bible, and do you think this turmoil will eventually affect all Lutherans?
Well, you know, if I can start at the last first, it's already affected all Lutherans. We in the American Lutheran Church are very concerned about that the turmoil in Missouri, because generally people look at Lutheranism and don't necessarily make the distinction of the synods. So something happening in our sister synods is of concern to us. As far as understanding the controversy, it comes down to an interpretive question as to whether or not, for example, one must believe that Jonah was in the belly of the whale for 3 days because it says so in the Bible, or whether one can simply say that's what, you know, that's what the story says. That could be an illustration. the meaning is still significant, that it still conveys a message for us, and that is that God's people were to go and spread the news that he alone was God. But it comes down to that question of interpreting individual events and what kind of freedom we have in the interpretation of their historical background.
Do you feel the present turmoil compares with the Reformation and Martin Luther?
No, I think it's much more an internal kind of thing, and it's probably going to stay pretty well internalized. There is some of the question about the concept of law and grace, strict interpretation over some freedom in interpretation, which was also some of the struggle of the Reformation.
When I took Western World, that's basically what Luther himself started out within the church itself.
Right, that's right. But I think it's going to stay within Lutheranism.
All right, thank you. Pastor Mattie, would you like to give a history of St. John's Lutheran Church and its social functions?
I can do that for you on the tape. It'd probably be a lot easier for you to look at the book that I gave you, and I've only been here 5 years, so I don't know all that much about the history, except things that I may have read out of there and picked up. St. John is 122 years old, 123 years old. They have had five senior pastors in their history, two of those senior pastors in the last 5 years. In the first 120 years, they had about three senior pastors. The church was begun. Most of the members of St. John were originally members of Holy Cross on the west side of Saginaw River, but they decided that they would have a church on the east side, and so that was the original basis on which this church was established. It has been greatly involved in community enterprises. Some of the things that I mentioned before, such as St. Luke's and Luther Manor and Neighborhood House, have been had the active participation of members of St. John. I think that among American Lutheranism in the Saginaw Valley, that St. John more or less represents a leadership role amongst Lutheran churches. And where our people are involved, others become involved.
How involved, concerned, and how much assistance has St. John's contributed in the area of social problems like racism and drugs compared to other Lutheran parishes in the Saginaw area?
I guess I would be rather proud of St. John's participation, particularly in the area of drugs. 3 years ago, when the Center for American Lutheran Ministries was opened, it was opened particularly for the function of housing the methadone clinic for the treatment of drug addicts in the community of Saginaw. Our track record relative to racism is not nearly as good. For whatever reason, St. John is located right on the brink of the black community. We have made some efforts on occasion to invite members of the community to participate at St. John, with little success in that area. It has been a task, I guess, to convince our members that we need to be more open to our black neighbors, but we're still struggling with that.
Thank you very much for that answer. Tremendous changes have occurred in the last 150 years. The realities of these of change presents opportunities for new directions. What future goals does the Lutheran Church seek in the next decades?
Wow. I would say that our primary goal is to seek means of cooperating with other churches. Again, at St. John, we have a particular concern of there being a number of downtown churches on the east side of Saginaw: First Congregational, Warren Avenue Presbyterian, Jefferson Avenue Methodist, First Baptist, St. Paul's Episcopal, which are in Mount Carmel, Roman Catholic Church, which are all right here in our neighborhood. And we are trying to find ways of having cooperative ministry to this community. And I guess I have to say to the total community of Saginaw, because that's really where our members come from, through all of Saginaw.
Is there any other special project that you might be thinking of to help the racism, for people to get along better with color?
Yeah, I guess that we have spoken to the question. As a matter of fact, this very day we've had some discussions of setting up a daycare center here at St. John, which would be primarily for the black community. In some of our youth programming, we've made efforts to involve people from the community and found the membership of at least this congregation very open to that. I don't know the mechanics for dealing with racism. You know, it's not like putting the man on the moon where you just put in so much money and that does it. But we seem to be more open to the possibilities of working with black folks in Saginaw.
Thank you. Some Christian churches are Pastor Mattie, you've mentioned you've been here for 5 years. Would you please tell us some of the roles that you play in St. John's Church?
Some of the roles that I play?
Yes, some of the different activities that you are involved in personally.
Okay, my primary concern within the congregation is has been parish ed and youth in the congregation, with some responsibilities relative to worship. I preach every other week or thereabouts, lead various discussions, classes and courses and so forth. In addition to that, I'm a Protestant representative for the campus ministry office at Saginaw Valley College. I do two radio programs a week. One's called The Water of Life on WKNX, which is contemporary music and some discussion of contemporary music. The other is called Reaction on WSAM, which is a discussion of contemporary issues and contemporary music, what the music has to say to what's happening. I serve on Night Watch, which is a night ministry of a variety of clergymen in the Saginaw Valley, where we try to meet the needs of people in the hospital emergency rooms, in the jail, in bar rooms, wherever people are. Those have been kind of my primary concerns, I guess.
Thank you. Some Christian churches are experiencing drastic changes today. Do you feel all Christian churches will ever unite to form a single bond in the future, like each denomination in a form of a synod, such as how the Lutheran Church presents itself?
My answer is I don't think so. I think that the diversities are too widespread, and while that's good and gives us an opportunity to reach a variety of people, I don't think there will be any kind of solid unity or union emerging of denominations of various Christian expressions. The diversity is too great for that. At the same time, I think we'll find ways, more ways of cooperating with each other and working together as kind of an outward sign more than an internal union.
Thank you.